Two whole fucking weeks, I have been stuck here in midair waiting to swing my hammer. They could have waited for me to at least get a hit in before ending the episode, but oh no, had to leave it there. Anyway, after a lame fight with some owlbears where I didn't get to smash anyone, we sent the carriages off, along with the kobolds and the owlbears, to deliver it all to Ruth's friend Mrs. Boar. After realising that we had abandoned the plot entirely and were likely to be murdered if Mrs. Slade found out, we soon sped up to try and catch up with them. Because, obviously, we're competent and we enjoy what we're doing. It was at this point that we discovered a group of winged kobolds trying to steal the box we were after from the friendly blue ones. Well, one thing kind of led to another, and I might have shot a laser out of my chest, and now we're here, where I've been for the last 2 weeks. This one here is just begging to be smushed. Like, I can't wait to swing my hammer and hit that. I'm so hoping that my dice behave. Like, just please, it's like, oh, the intro music's dying. Oh, thank God, we'll find out in a minute. Oh, I'm so excited.
In the merry month of June, when first from home I started, left the girls from tomb so sad and broken heart, saluted father and dear, kissed me darling mother and drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, flee where I was born, cut the stock by flown to banish ghosts and goblin, brought a pair of brogues, rattle o' the bogs, frighten all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, one the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, whack for Aldi da.
Let's go into it. Two winged kobolds are trying to steal the box from the back of the wagon. Ruth shot an arrow and missed completely. Styx is currently
strapped. Shame, because in the last episode, she was perfectly capable of killing her companion.
That is...
Oh, indeed, yes.
Dennis had
Dennis
it coming.
In cold blood.
Styx is strapped to the back of a feathered bear charging forwards, and Lumpkin is in midair, having just eviscerated two of the kobolds with a heavenly light beam of light from their chest. That's
Styx
definitely
has
up.
Only just regained consciousness. He's strapped to Omelet because he would have fallen off otherwise.
Oh God, yeah.
So safe to say he's very confused.
And
wait a minute, does Styx know about Omelet?
No.
Oh God, he's woke up strapped.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
We will get to that point.
I'm not involved.
We will
Sam,
get to that point
actually,
in this.
Do you know anything about Omelet?
No. I know Omelet is like a bear owl hybrid.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We'll get to it on Styx's turn. At the moment, Lumpkin has been in midair for 2 weeks now in real time. So
it's like that scene in Shrek before Fiona takes out the Merry Men.
For sure. But 2 weeks long. There's probably an edit of Shrek where that is 2 weeks long.
Of that scene. A 2 week long Matrix parody.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm assuming you wanted to make an attack while when you land, Lumpkin.
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to attempt to do that.
Okay, there is only one kobold in front of you left, one of the winged ones. The other two are too far away, but...
And he is traumatised as hell.
Yes.
Good. Could I reach said traumatised kobold with my giant hammer?
Yes,
and put him out
for
of
sure.
Misery.
Cool.
You will effectively land with that hammer in the kobold if you land a hit.
Cool.
In the kobold.
Yes.
That is what I would like to do.
The hammer will be in the kobold.
Oh.
These new dice. These new click clack math rocks.
Oh.
The thing is, reading them is quite hard because of all the glitter.
Worth it. There'll be a +2 to hit, most likely, plus whatever your proficiency is. Which, as a barbarian, I think is just with simple weapons or martial weapons.
Oh, there's so many complicated numbers. Well, I rolled a 16, so figure that out.
You've definitely... Okay, yay! So,
oh, God.
What episode are... Is this episode 10? What episode are we?
9,
yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah, we've had that however many episodes it is.
And
the
is
trial.
The first time
and
it's actually been... Useful.
Yeah, look. This is the first time, not necessarily that Lumpkin's been useful, but the first time Lumpkin's managed to hit something with their hammer.
Oh yeah, that was that time I was throwing up into the air. That was I was real useful that time.
That
but,
was
like,
entirely
this is,
useful.
Yeah, that was the first time I've managed to hit anything.
So now roll for damage. You got the kobold, you got him. Roll for damage. Let's do it.
I rolled a 5 plus 2.
5 plus 2.
7.
Yeah, that squashes that kobold
that
immediately.
That is just enough.
Yay!
You squash it down like a cartoon character, and it's two black wings.
So after vaporizing
two
of his mates, you bring your hammer down right on his head, and he just collapses. And the remaining kobolds are definitely rethinking their strategy right now.
Yeah, it's two black wings just sort of like now disconnected from the squash body, just float gently to the ground.
Oh, God.
Now we're going to roll an initiative, because there's still two left, and we're going to figure out who's going first.
And Nashatel.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oof. I got a 19 plus 2.
Let's say, who's got 25 to 20?
Yeah.
I do!
Yeah.
That is a thing I have.
Yes.
Okay.
I got 21.
Bruce got 21.
Yeah.
Stig's got
21.
Stig's got 21. Okay, cool.
Ooh.
15 to 20.
Yo, I got 19.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, smoke.
How bad is...
Okay, 10 to 5. Sorry, I've missed one. 10 to 15.
You may as well have missed it.
Andrew is there.
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Lumpkin, no!
1 to 5.
Still a little bit rattled from landing.
No, I got 8. Don't worry about it. I'm in the 5 to 10 that you missed out.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Cool. It's numbers, it's hard. And finally...
Thank you, DM.
Kobolds. I spelt kobolds with 3 Ds, so that didn't work out well. Okay.
What?
My mind is in different places right now. Okay, so... setting the scene, the two remaining black-winged kobolds are about... about 30 to 40 feet away from the main party.
Are they Lumpkin together?
Is the closest to them. On the back of the now sat comfortably on the remains of the previous kobolds that they have eviscerated.
Very nice.
Further back, not too far, about I think it's 10 foot away, or very close to the back of the wagon, is Omelette with sticks attached to the back of them. And then everybody else is a bit further back from there. So, Ruth Sticks, let's start with Sticks. What are you going to do? You're strapped to the back of a feathered bear.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Come into consciousness. I'm strapped to something that's feathery, that I'm kind of bobbing up and down on. I awoke with a very big headache, naturally. I've lost a lot of very, very thick blood, and it's been replaced with a lot of very thin blood. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Where am I? What's happening? Somebody please. Oh my God. What the fuck is going on?
Just a fair amount of screaming on your part.
Screaming, you say? Well then, if that is what it is going to be, I'm going to spring as springy as I can be tied to an owlbear into action.
An owlbear or a bear owl?
It's just a bear with feathers. Dennis, but yeah, we need to clarify this. There were two owl bears, Jerry and what's his face. I can't remember the other one.
That's a long name.
I've only got what's Jerry written down.
He's now called what's his face. Then
okay,
Jerry and what's his face. They were owl bears, and there was also a bear owl called Dennis, which was an owl with a bear's head that Ruth killed. And then Omelette is a bear with feathers who lays eggs.
Yeah, I see.
Hence the name.
That's not confusing at all.
I'm glad it made sense.
We've got a lot of bears and owls and eggs.
And combinations thereof.
Like...
that works.
So yeah, you're tied to the back of the bear. If you want to spring into action, do you have anything to cut your bonds?
I've got my morning wood.
For fuck's sake.
Don't bone.
I wouldn't say that's hard to sharp now.
You'd still be struggling with Whiskey Dick at this point.
Oh yeah, shit, you're right. I've probably got whiskey dick.
Flo is looking at
which I could tie into a lasso and get out now. I genuinely have. I've got, hang on, let me have a look see. I could probably, I have on me a dagger.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it gonna be one of those things in film? Like, oh, I just can't reach it.
It would be your action, I think. So unless you can cast a spell with a bonus action,
you can cast a cantrip with a bonus action. Yeah. I'll say this would be a sleight of hand check to see if you can cut these bonds.
Rope craft.
Yeah.
What?
Bondage check.
Is this literally? Am I rolling for my scout badges now?
I've never heard scouts have a bondage badge.
You have no idea what kind of scouts I went with.
Oh, God.
The daddy
Boop.
Badge.
Oh, fucking hell, that's a bit dark.
Sorry, that was really dark. Fucking hell.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
On the teddy where you were.
Boop.
It's just
Boop.
All over the... There we go. Discuss then.
Fucking hell. Anyway,
so sorry about that, Calvin. This will be cut out.
Oh, yep.
My God. Which is a shame, because it's fucking hilarious. But
I don't know.
It's golden content
dark,
right here.
It's dark humour at the end of it, and it's not everyone's... Now you're definitely going to cut this cunt.
I'm just going to put a... Boop over the top of it.
A DM voiceover. Perfect.
Anyway, do the sleight of hand, see if you can do it.
Okay,
so I'm going to add, because of Jack of all trades, my proficiency bonus rounded down. So that's plus one, so I'll get a plus three to my sleight of hand.
Ooh.
And it's fucking useless because I got a 19 anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet. Jesus.
So, despite being very...
So you slit the ropes.
Yeah. Very well tied up to that bear, you managed to angle your wrist just right and cut the cord and slump off, slide down.
Looks like you have experience at this.
That bondage
cranky down. When I'm hungover.
As you slide down the feathers, it just feels wonderful. It's like, I don't know, a really nice advert for a bed. I don't know how to describe it, but...
Like a down, it's like just a down pillow.
Yeah,
a really nice advert for a bed. That's pretty good.
It's sublime comfort as you land to the ground and you're down on your feet and you've got your bonus action in case you want to do a cantrip.
Oh, fantastic.
Although, do you know what's going on? Because there's owlbears here. There's owlbears here and you don't know anything about
that. I'm going to take this fucking time. After I've just slid down, I'm going to look around and just go, ooh, that's an interesting mattress. Kinky mattress. Can anybody just very quickly step back and tell me what the fuck is going on?
Well, it's Ruth's turn now, who is not too far behind you.
So Ruth running up, knocking an arrow, is just going to yell at Styx, don't think, just kill the things with wings. Oh, that could be bad. And
it's good thing you've already murdered Dennis, Ruth, or we'd be in trouble right now.
Yeah, that's... Dennis had it coming.
Wow.
Don't fly at someone while they're in a tree with a bow.
Hashtag
it's basic 101.
Okay.
Words to live by.
So, the two kobolds that were still alive, are they near each other?
They're airborne. They're a fair amount away from each other. They're sort of like either side of the wagon, the caravan.
Ah, curses. I'm going to shoot the one on the left while heading towards whatever box it was they were trying to fly off with.
Okay, yep.
I want to stand with one foot on the box. It's my box now.
So you're posing as you do this?
Definitely. I've got to be heroic.
I can't remember how far away you were from the box when we last left, so let's say you can reach it. Let's
all come
up. You can make it off the wagon.
Heck
just
yeah.
For the cool factor.
Just for cool. The rule of cool always trumps. So I rolled a 15. I get a plus 7. I think I've hit.
Yes, yeah, you've definitely hit that.
Excellent. I didn't have to math that out. That would have been tragic. And I do minimum damage. So 2 damage.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. No, 4 damage. I was looking at my hand axe. I'm not throwing that.
Okay. So you leap forwards, put your foot on one of the box. Just as you do so, you leave a footprint in the ashes of the previous kobold that was next to it. And joy bow, fired, it goes straight through the thing's wing. And he tumbles down to the ground. But it's
you're
still
grounded.
He's still quite healthy.
Oh, God.
Out! No! Ow! Fine.
Oh. I don't know. Something.
I see you set aside this special time to humiliate yourself in public.
Well, you know, I thought I'd support you in your time of need, Stix.
Okay.
Thank you.
Savage over here.
And, oh, God.
I was talking to the kobold, not Alistair, just so we're clear.
And no, I think you control. You control Omelette on your turn. So what's Omelette going to do?
I can. Oh, I think I've got to roll initiative separately for Omelette. I still haven't printed off that sheet.
I've forgotten that. So they're going at the same time as you.
Sick. Can Omelette come rules. And eat, like bite that kobold that's hit the floor?
Uh-oh. Yeah, she can make a bite attack.
Bite.
Nom nom nom.
Peck.
Maybe a peck attack. Do I bite or do I?
Well, she doesn't
use
have
claws.
A beak. She's just a feathered bear, so it would be. It would be claws and bite.
Well, Omelette rolled got a 9 to hit. I don't think that's gonna, unless they're really bad.
No, that doesn't hit. So yeah, Omelette, who I've now realised that it is female, and I don't know why I realised that before, because Omelette does lay eggs.
Omelette lays eggs?
Omelette lays eggs. So yeah, Omelette charges forward.
Do we need
forward.
To give you a talk about bear owl anatomy?
Jeez.
Is this a thing that you've missed out?
Bear chicken.
To be honest, I did skim read this book. Anyway, Omelette charges forward and makes a lunging leap to try and bite this fallen kobold, but fortunately it sees, well, unfortunately for you guys, it sees and just rolls out of the way in the nick of time. Yeah!
So you can avoid another messy scene like we had in the campsite.
Yes.
Aww.
So far.
There's always the next round.
Okay. And now it's our favourite boy Andrew's turn now.
Ooh. Wait, is it?
Andrew!
Yeah, and he's going to go for the other one that's still in the sky, and he's going to try and throw his sword. Yeah.
You're going to tell him to let go after he throws it, right?
Oh my God. Well, we'll see what he rolls.
Not nat 1. Not nat 1.
Let's see what he does.
Not a nat 1, please.
He didn't get a nat 1. He got a 2.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
And he's minus 3 from that, so his sword just goes completely wide. He goes, throws it, it just... Just lands in the.
There's just a sort of pathetic plop, and it sticks in the ground. Like he barely even lets go of it.
And then Andrew runs in the opposite.
He's lucky
direction.
He didn't drop it on his feet, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
He got a negative. How did he? Oh
because
man!
He is Andrew. Andrews, the one and only.
And we love him.
Anyway, that's Andrew's turn, and it was well used. Now it is Lumpkin.
Mm-hmm. How many kobolds are there that we still need to kill?
One 2. On the ground, who's near Omelette, and the other one is still flying in the air.
One on the ground has already been hit by Ruth with an arrow, and there's one in the air that I think is completely uninjured.
Yes, as it stands.
As it flies.
Does it still have hold of the box, or is Ruth standing on that?
You blew up one of them with your godly light from your belly, and then squash the other one with a hammer. Those were the two that were holding the chest.
Oh, okay. Care Bear. Okay.
I'm just imagining the Care Bear blast.
Taste the rainbow.
God, it's too tasty.
I'm still raging, aren't I, as well?
Yes.
Yeah,
you're still angry.
So, I have javelins. How far away would you say the flying kobold is from me?
Within range of a javelin, for sure.
Cool. Can I throw a javelin at said flying?
No.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Rude. Okay. I got 6. I don't know if I plus anything to that.
Unless you've got an insane modifier, that is a miss.
I don't think I do have an insane modifier. Not quite sure.
Much in the way of Andrew's sword, although it goes a little bit closer. Your javelin.
You're less pathetic than Andrew, so, you know, feel better.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, at least my hammer hit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're... Although you did land on the kobold, so it would have been impressive if it hadn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put it past.
Not at this point.
Yeah, the javelins through the air. I think javelin is a verb. It is now. It javelins through the air and disappears within the thicket.
I'm going to verb this shit.
Yeah.
That's a hobby people have. Verbing.
Dude, can you do anything else? Not really. Okay.
Angry Jesse.
It's the kobold's turn now.
Have you got me on the initiative?
Wait, have I? Oh shit, I'm looking at the wrong list again. I need
to... Put that sheet of paper away, mate.
I'm pretty sure that I got higher than Lumpkin.
Yeah, you got higher than Andrew as well. I'm tearing the hole in the sheet of paper with the wrong initiative off. That's going. Farewell. Okay. Oh, I forgot to roll for the owlbears as well. Shit. Oh, they rolled well.
How well?
Okay, let's go back in time before Andrew and Lumpkin did
Cameron,
their thing.
Did you also roll for Hugh Man and the kobolds?
Kobolds are all the same.
Oh,
are they? If they're on different sides?
Wow.
Hugh Man.
Okay, fine. Let's roll for them as well. They rolled well. They should have gone first.
They rolled well. I do enjoy that we started this session off like praising ourselves for how professional and well put together we are.
Yeah.
We're on
doing
a ninth
great.
Episode and we're forgetting to roll initiative for half the party.
Does that mean I can...
We've got too many characters. There wasn't supposed to be this many.
We need to kill some NPCs.
You weren't meant to make friends with them.
Don't you dare touch Andrew.
Or Human Man.
Does this mean that we could maybe try... To re-roll for Lumpkin throwing the javelin because it technically didn't happen.
No, we're not.
No.
This is not.
God
like,
damn it!
This is
rewinding.
Yeah, this is now an early Christopher Nolan film. We're just going to go back and forth until we get the whole battle done,
until we
whatever
get
order it takes. Okay.
Bloody hell!
Fine. Okay, it's the good kobolds, the blue kobolds' turn now.
huzzah!
Why you brutes? And taking a leaf out of Tarquin's book, kobold number one whips out his sling and is going to take a shot at the one still in the air, who is probably still laughing at Lumpkin at this point.
Oh, no, I don't think this kobold would be laughing at Lumpkin after seeing what...
what he did to the other two. Yeah, fair enough.
Other three.
Crying at Lumpkin.
Ooh, that is a narrow miss. So he swings his sling around and whips the stone straight towards the flying kobold and it flies just past its ear. So, you know, enough for the winged kobold to go, oh shit, what was that? But not actually do any harm. And Lumpkin approves, apparently. I forgot I had that in my hand. Oh, how many kobolds how many friendly kobolds do we have?
I think three. I think we decided that we had three left.
Yeah,
so I've been keeping track.
We have Hugh Man and two red shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hugh Man is also going to attack. He is also gonna whip out a sling and he's gonna go for a shot at flying kobold. And he gets a 2.
So oh my god!
He's just so worked up and angry that, you know, he misses completely. He forgets to load the sling. He lets go of the wrong end.
Oh my god!
And it goes flying across the battlefield and he scuttles off to fetch it. And then kobold number three is going to whip his dagger out and he's going to run at the one on the ground. Oi, oi. he's going to make... Fuck off, Flo. He's going to make an attack. He's going to make an attack on the grounded one, who is just having a really bad day. And he also misses miserably.
Oh, what?
What is going on?
I'm glad that we put that back into the initiative.
Yeah. I'm
glad we went back for that.
What a game changer that was.
Eventful.
So all three of our kobold companions, who we've so far failed to kill through Deus Ex Machina, missed.
And for expediency, the two owlbears have no idea what's going on. They're just toddling off, pulling the wagons themselves. They don't care.
Oh, yeah, they're strapped to the wagons.
Yeah, they're just sort of like, this is happening. This is what kobolds do. They haven't looked back yet. now it's Tarkin's turn.
Ruth did tell them not to eat the kobolds.
Yep.
Only after they'd already eaten two.
Yeah, but I didn't really realise it was them.
Up until that point, you were totally fine with them using a kobold as a gobstopper.
Okay, Tarkin, what are you going to do?
Oh, very, very rude. Tarkin would like to whip out his crossbow and try to take a punt at the one flying kobold.
There's a lot of whipping out happening.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And miss completely.
14 plus 5,
19. Yeah, that's a hit.
Yes!
That's the first step to doing something.
At least the reverse in time wasn't that much
damage. Plus 3, 8 damage.
8 damage. Oh,
very dead.
It managed to dodge the first couple of attacks, or rather, the first few attacks just flew by it as it stayed stationary.
Three attacks, it's just kind of going, whoop, 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 ha ha, oh shit. And it gets taken right in the throat.
Yep.
Are there any other enemies about?
There's the one on the ground.
Can I do my two weapon fighting and throw a dagger at him?
Isn't a crossbow two-handed?
Is a crossbow a single handed weapon?
I have the 1d6. Crossbow, which is in the martial ranged weapons at the bottom.
Oh, you have a hand crossbow. Okay, heck in that case, then that's
a pistol.
Yeah, so that's one handed. You can have another. You can throw something else.
Yeah, can I throw the dagger at the one on the ground?
For sure.
Yeah. After all that, I get 8.
No, that doesn't hit.
Oh, goddammit, after all that.
You've thrown with your left hand, it's just not quite got the skill of the right. It just sort of like. It just flops to the ground, it just spins, drifts to the side, and then sticks into the grass.
With Andrew watching eagerly on to see what you do next.
Oh, you almost hit it, sir. Well done. That's better than mine.
Yes, it certainly was, wasn't it?
Oh. And now it's the one winged kobold's turn who's left. Who I imagine
on the ground,
is
already injured.
Yeah.
With a bear.
I think that kobold's going to go straight for Omelette, who's the nearest thing and the most immediate threat.
Okay.
Omelette.
Not Omelette.
Okay, so it's going to make a wild swing. That is. That's 23 there.
Yeah, well.
Ooh.
Yes, that's a hit.
That's a solid hit.
And oh, that is...
Who's going to be in charge of Omelette Foley? I suppose that's Ben.
I haven't even thought of Omelette sound effects. Wasn't it one of you guys who decided on the voice?
Hoot hoot. Hoot hoot.
Oh, okay, yeah, it was
that, that was 5 damage to the Omelette.
That was 5 damage, was it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Damn.
And then it's terrified. It's going to make a try and fly away, which will give Omelette an attack of opportunity.
I rolled a 14, plus I'm assuming she's going to bite.
Yeah, that's it.
Plus 4. Heck yeah.
That definitely hits this kobold as it tries to get away. What's your damage?
The damage is 8 damage. 8 piercing damage.
Omelette just lunges forward as the kobold tries to get away and just bites it across pretty much its legs and its waist, and it just,
oh no,
it just dies instantly and falls down to the ground.
There's part of me that wants to revive one.
You could do necromancy.
To intimidate. I've got cure wounds.
Cure wounds is not raised dead. You can't like cure wounds a corpse and then it'll get up and go like, oh, thanks for that, mate, cheers.
Does anyone seem like they're on their saving throws?
Okay, so let me
maybe
think.
We should specify that we would do non-lethal
damage. We've got two which
are
nerve dust, one which is two-dimensional and stuck to the base of Lumpkin's hammer. There's one which has was pierced through an arrow through its throat, and the other one is now a half of a kobold. So I don't think that any
take your
of
pick.
Them
and
have
I don't
the capacity
think even
for
if well even yeah, if you could fair. None of them would be too pleased
yeah.
to be revived
no,
in their
true.
Current state.
One of the owlbears, the leading one of the wagons, just moves slowly towards one of the kobolds that's on the ground. And
this
then
is Jerry.
Looks up, yeah, this Jerry moves to the one of the kobolds that was on the ground and looks up to Ruth and then looks down at the kobold and looks up to Ruth, just sort of like, can I?
Ruth just sort of shrugs and just goes, eh.
Okay. Okay,
well, owlbears, not.
Yeah, the owlbears start eating the dead kobolds.
Wow.
Can I offer my hammer to one so it can, you know, lick the traces off the hammer?
Sure. Yeah, you do that. The kobolds that you like are sort of like just turning their eyes away, going, oh dear, that's rather unpleasant to see.
That's not something I want to see before lunch. Oh dear.
I think you could have just knocked them out rather than kill them outright. They weren't doing it quite that bad to deserve that, I should think.
I don't know. We just appeared. They looked like they were attacking you.
They actually hadn't laid a finger on us. They were just trying to steal our stuff, and you murdered them.
Why did they want this box? Ruth opens the box.
You can't open the box. It's locked.
Oh. We tried to open the box.
Whatever
we
attempt
all
you make,
try
whatever roll
to
you
open
make,
the box.
It fails.
You don't need to know why we're after that box. Just know that we are. And it's important that we get it to where we need it to get to.
I'm sorry, what?
We're on a super secret mission that we can't tell you nothing about.
Well, I'm a privileged member of the aristocracy. You can tell me.
I don't know the meaning of the word, literally.
Can I point...
there were a lot of big words in there.
Can I point out that, you know, in nature it's survival of the fittest and sort of, well, you're a little bit outnumbered.
So why on earth do you keep this one around? And one of them points at Tarquin.
How very dare you!
The one that leads all the bunch. Sort of
I'm the only one who landed a hit on any of those kobolds.
Fuck off, mate! I obliterated two of them and flattened a third. You're the only one that managed to get a hit. Balls to that!
Snip,
I got two hits in midair.
Three, actually. The one that seems to be the leader of what remains, Sniv. Sort of like is furrowing its brow and considering it. Ruth, roll for intimidation with advantage.
I mean, I'm guessing the advantage comes from the fact that there are two owlbears and Omelette with us.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got advantage. Oh, I missed my dice box. It keeps...
Wow.
I got a 5. That's my high. I'm not an intimidator.
Is that with advantage?
Well, without advantage, I rolled a nat 1.
So that's with even with two owlbears glowering over your shoulder, both of whom with dripping remains of kobolds on them.
I mean,
this kobold's like, no. No, just slightly shaking. Just not going to tell you a single thing.
Oh, can I use my bardic inspiration?
I don't think it's going to help.
Fuck you! Can I use my bardic inspiration?
Yeah, I really think bursting into song right now is definitely going to add to the intimidation level.
Hang on. No one else, none of these kobolds even fucking looked at me. Do they know I'm here?
Yes, they do. You've...
Safe to say they saw you screaming your head off tied to the back of an omelette.
These are the same kobolds that you travelled here with. They're the same ones from the incident with the dragon.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So they know me.
Yeah, you just don't remember them because of the mass amounts of alcohol.
Oh, yeah, because they were sleeping on top of you.
Yeah, they were sleeping on top of you. They were hugging you last episode.
Yeah, so it was really quite adorable.
Trying to help.
Yeah. You were the base of a massive pylon.
I beg your pardon.
You heard what I said.
You heard it.
You know.
God damn it.
I was like, with your bardic inspiration, considering we've already said that it didn't work, you won't probably be able to do then. That. So you wouldn't be able to give enough anyway. But if you call it before we say whether it's success or not, that's what...
I just remembered.
Yeah.
After seeing the roll, but not before knowing the outcome.
Okay. The kobold bad. Shakes his head. It's like, no. All you need to know is we need that box... We need to keep it with us, or else it's... Well, I don't really know what will happen, but it's not good.
For anyone.
Listen, and all you need to know is that if you want us to risk our lives to protect this, then you have to tell us what it's about. Can I do persuasion on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a different check.
Go, Tarquin, go!
Just go through all the different ways of... trying to convince this girl.
12 and plus 4 to persuasion for 16.
I mean, if this fails, we're just breaking the lock.
I've just rolled that works. That's fine.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so the kobold goes. Okay.
Seems reasonable, I suppose.
Right, so... Right, we were sent on an important mission from our queen, Queen Uminki, in order to retrieve this box. We were given a little illustration. I've... Seem to have lost it, but seeing as those other kobolds read the same thing, I'm assuming this is what we need to retrieve. It was only supposed to be us, the blue kobolds, the stealthy ones, but it seems that more other tribes have learnt about it and trying to favour in on Queen Uminki, steal our thunder. What we do know, I do not know the contents of this box, but it is important that we do not let it end up in the hands of a witch. A good witch, if you say that your witch is good. He looks towards Ruth at this point.
How do you know, if the box is closed, how do you know that what you're after is in this specific box?
Well, because see, we were sent to look for the box, not the contents. That's not our business. That's down to Queen Uminki.
Is this like the actual box that Mrs. Slade wanted?
It
that
is
she
indeed.
Described.
It's that. The exact same box that Mrs. Slade was wanting.
How do you think that your Queen Uminki will take it if you return with a box that doesn't have what she wants in it?
Well, we would disappoint her.
Do you really want to disappoint her?
We do not.
Well, then maybe you should have a look inside the box and see what's in there.
It's locked.
Let's all try to break it open.
Let's all roll dice until the DM gives us what we want.
Okay. Yes.
Tarquin, make a lockpick check.
Okay. Would that be sleight of hand?
It'll be dex, won't it?
Dex plus proficiency, because you are proficient in those tools.
Yeah. If you have thieves' tools, which you should.
All right. Yes, I do. Okay, 16 plus dexterity is 19 plus what was it? Proficiency.
Yep.
Whatever 21. Your proficiency bonus is.
Okay, so 21. That could open even the most difficult of locks. That is a very good roll. However, as you lean towards this box and have a look at this padlock that's attached to the front of it, you realise that this padlock does not have a hole.
Oh shit!
Tarquin, if this is a magical box, it might be sealed for a very, very good reason.
Well, and I think if it's a magical box, it's safe to say that it's a magical lock. That stands to reason, surely.
good thing.
I guess
that...
by process of elimination, it probably is what you're looking for.
How about... I know you don't want it to fall into a witch's hands. How about we find out what it is and see if it's wise for it to be out in the world? Like, this... I'm gonna level with you, little kobolds. The witch in the cavern, she wanted this box.
Dear.
Like, she knew you guys had it.
No, there are only three of us left.
And if you take it back to your queen, she's gonna go straight there and do a little explodey over there.
Where is your queen anyway? Where are you taking this box to?
That is for us to know.
All this.
And Mrs. Slade,
we kobolds have only survived because we have kept secret and hidden away. If we were to show anybody where we would live, it could be the end for us all.
Oh, yes, I've seen you all. People,
you've seen how
you
well we've lasted
before.
So far.
Yeah.
We are not strong.
People like you, adventurers, you treat us like vermin. What about those winged folk? They weren't doing nothing.
They were
stealing.
Well, it's their
fault for being so soft and squishy.
Exactly. We are soft, we are squishy. We are not adept with hammers like your teddy bear friend.
She's also soft and squishy.
I'm very soft and squishy.
Yes, yes, that's why I made the distinction that we are not very good with hammers. <That's>...
Neither am I, if we're being honest.
Fair enough. Either way, it's important that I understand where you're coming from. To lead, if we're being followed by the witch, then it would not do well to lead there to our home. No, I agree. We need to find out what is in this box. I didn't have anything to promote or say this episode. I just wanted to listen to the song again. It's a good one. Good job, Sam.
Strange question, but how about we break the box rather than the lock?
If whatever's in it is dangerous and we break the box, then you can't put it back in the box. Like, what are you going to do if Kesra comes out of there?
Well, it's a bit of a small hole for her to come out of.
It's magical. It could be like a TARDIS or something.
A what now?
Fantasy TARDIS.
It could be a fantasy TARDIS filled with fantasy Jesus. I don't think we're ready for the second coming. How about we head into town? We... see what it's like in there. See if anybody turns up looking for the box. And then we head over to Mrs. Boar, and she'll tell us what this is.
Mrs. Who now?
Literally, Mrs. Boar. The person who the owl bears, you know, Dennis and what's his face?
Jerry.
Not Dennis, Jerry. Oh, Dennis's corpse is strapped to them, so I guess Dennis as well.
Is Dennis's corpse also strapped to Omelette?
No. Dennis's corpse, I think I put in a bag around Jerry's shoulders or something.
Yeah, that's how I remember it, yeah.
Along with a note for Mrs. Ball.
Saying, sorry, killed Dennis.
Yeah.
My bad. We'll replace.
Like, tell him I'm sorry.
With your insurance details.
But yeah, how about we go and see what Mrs. Boar thinks is in this box? Like, she could probably even hide us from Mrs. Slade.
Like I say.
What makes you think that there aren't any magic users in the city? What if we go there and we might be able to find someone that can tell us what's going on with this thing?
There are indeed people who know magic who are not witches.
I don't trust city folk.
And I don't trust witches. Hermits in the woods.
Well, I trust a witch, and she has never proven me otherwise. You know, she's never given me any reason to doubt her.
I'm afraid it's your word against everybody else's.
Who votes that we go towards the city?
Tarquin thrusts his hand in the air, very rigid, very straight up.
The other two kobolds lift their arms as well.
Hear, hear.
Lumpkin very slowly falls backwards without making any attempt to not fall flat on the floor. And is now just lying on the floor.
I believe we'll take that as a vote for the city.
And who wants to go to the evil witch in the forest?
Ruth is going to raise her hands and sort of look at the owlbears and sort of gesture. And Omelette's going to stand up and put its hands in the air. And I'm hoping the two owlbears are also going to put their hands up.
Do they know what's being talked about? Can they understand us?
No, they don't understand it. They're just chewing on the kobold. They're just having gorge in themselves. They're watching, but they're not really knowing what's going on.
Ruth is just going to shake her head. Just be like, how about a compromise? We go to the town. We see what we can find out there. If we don't find out very much, we see Mrs. Boar.
Roll for persuasion.
Well. I think that's not persuasion. That's just reasonability. Well, I rolled a 6. I'm fucked. I get a +0 for persuasion.
Okay. The kobolds go, sure. Let's do that.
How badly did they roll?
They're going along with it.
Ah, crafty little buggers.
They're getting what they want first.
Indeed.
All right. What direction is the city in?
The same direction that you were going.
Yep. Oh, fantastic. With a spring in his step, Tarquin marches forward, knowing that he's going back to civilization.
Wonderful. Excellent.
Lumpkin, do you want to ride back on the back of the Omelette?
Only if you lift me and put me there. I'm not moving by myself now. Is all Lumpkin says in one giant breath, because Lumpkin has been very bored ever since the giant beam of light emitted from Lumpkin and killed 3 things, and that's like the best thing that's ever happened, and now everything else pales in comparison.
You've peaked. On episode 9, you've peaked. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so you carry on your journey. Travellers, the party's huge now. You've got too many characters. We can find a way to get rid of them without killing them off. It's fine. We'll figure out.
We need to get more and more NPCs, guys. We need to collect them all.
You'll have the whole city travelling with you eventually. God.
Let's go find some mercenaries to hire.
So help me, one of them will have a blood oath against the kobolds.
Let's go get some mercenaries.
It's still a few day trek to Innisfail, so let's have another random encounter, shall we? And let's have.
Oh shit!
I don't think it's the thing to for the DM to say this is a random encounter now. But I like it being like a lottery and say let's see what this ball is. So let's make it. Who wants to deal with it? Let's have it a nighttime one. Who's on watch?
I feel Ruth would be on watch.
Okay, Ruth is always on watch. Lumpkin also. Awake.
Yeah, Lumpkin as well.
Lumpkin is literally always on watch. Okay. But this time, Lumpkin is going to be lying face down on the feathers of Omelet because it's soft.
Wonderful.
And Lumpkin that likes soft things.
Soft, warm things.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Okay, here we go.
Oh no.
Oh, yay.
Here we go is not a good sign.
The kobolds have snuggled up to, oh no, they won't have snuggled up to Omelet because Omelet's eaten.
Might they have snuggled up to Sticks
again?
Would
they go back to
Sticks? Yeah, are you happy with the kobolds snuggling up to you again?
They've already cuddled you plenty.
I had no say in the last part. Everything here is validating my inherent mistrust of strangers and kobolds. Go on then. They can snuggle in, right? But I'll just put them in a fucking headlock as I sleep.
Okay, no worries.
If I wake up and one of them is just like a bloody mess with a missing head, they had fair warning.
Okay, yeah, so you could look to them. One of them tries to fight a little bit and then just gives in and finds it no hope and just sort of like resigns itself to being throttled in its sleep.
Get in my pit.
But it's alive. But yeah, the two of you that are awake, I want you to roll perception.
Come on.
I mean, I'm awake, but I am face down on a fucking...
Disadvantage.
Yeah, it's a disadvantage.
I got a 17.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's annoying. Because with disadvantage, I get 11. Without disadvantage, would have been a nat 20.
So both of you hear it. It starts off, you can hear a distant, pleasant music. Sounds like maybe harps, flutes, just say soft, beautiful.
Things that sound very similar.
Yeah. A very beautiful tune. It's like nothing you've quite ever heard before. And slowly sort of feeling very content with where you are. The cushion of Omelet feels more glorious than it ever had before. You just feel good in your heart.
Which is
in your
pretty
soul.
Fucking glorious.
Indeed, yeah.
So
and you sort of like, without really knowing why, you just turn towards your left and see a light coming from beyond the trees. This sort of heavenly glow. And forwards comes a unicorn. You've heard them before, but this is the first time that you've ever come across one. It's more divine than you could ever imagine, more than any of Mrs. Borsby's. This is truly a wonderful, divine creature.
Ooh.
And it steps forward slowly and comes directly up towards you, Ruth. And then it leans its head forward, and you feel a connection between yourself and the unicorn, something telepathic, bringing you both closer together so your minds are as one.
Does this mean I don't have to cast Speak with Animals?
So excited to not have to do the thing that your character is built around.
Yeah, but I don't have to waste a spell slot on this.
So are you gonna allow the unicorn to make contact with you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a trick. Okay. Take 8d10 necrotic
10 piercing damage.
You feel the pressure from the unicorn's mind and you decide to allow it. Your minds become one and then you hear its voice in your head.
Oh no.
Help me! Help me, please! They've been following me for hours! And then it turns around. And you see, from the same place where the unicorn came from, a band of six elves with harps and flutes just coming over the horizon to sing a little song for the unicorn.
Oh, God.
I've not been able to sleep for days. Please.
Oh. How do you want me to deal with it?
Do something, please.
Like, Ruth
I need my sleep. His eyes are sort of like bloodshot red, but also very beautiful at the same time.
Oh. You look like you need a good rest.
How about I really do.
You go settle down next to Omelette. That's the bear with feathers.
He won't eat you.
I'll have probably. A chat with these elves. Okay.
Excuse me, I'm trying to paint the unicorn and you're getting in the way of the beauty, the divine beauty of my illustration.
You six are pissing this fucker off. Now get the hell out of my camp and leave this alone.
Well, if we're not here, who is here to capture the beauty of this divine creature?
Me. No. I'm using my eyes. Look, isn't it lovely? It's so lovely. I'll tell everyone how lovely it is and you can all go.
Is this like Lumpkin saying this muffled because she's still face
yeah.
down?
Yeah, wait. Me, this is me. Isn't it lovely? Oh, it's so lovely. Oh, what a lovely shiny thing it is. Oh, it's so soft.
Did that?
Oh, it's so soft and comfy.
Did that push and just fall?
Oh, it's lovely over here. Really, I mean, you should definitely include us in your painting because we are also works of art.
Let me introduce us. My name is... Hold on, I'm trying to think of a good elf name.
Unimportant.
Oh, no, I had a good pun for this. Hold on, give me a second.
Joris.
Oh, here we go.
Elfin.
A good pun is worth the wait.
My name is Estrin Artsy, and this is our papa, Papa Artsy.
That was a good pun, was it? That was worth the wait. Are you shitting me?
We have dedicated ourselves to following this beautiful divine creature so that we can capture them in art form.
I think that dedication is silly. And you should go away and find yourself something else to be dedicated to, like lying on all of the soft things.
Well, Tarquin dies in the background.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, but like Lumpkin says...
Kindly fuck off.
Bad choice. Now, if you like your instruments and your fingers and, you know, general use of your limbs, I kindly suggest you leave this unicorn alone.
There's so much other pretty stuff as well. Like, have you ever seen a sunrise? I mean, it's not comfortable, but it's really pretty. You could go and paint that for a bit if you really wanted to.
They're pretty comfortable if, like, the rays just hit you and it's been a cold night and it's just that warmth.
Or if you're lying on a really comfortable cushion, like this fluffy bear.
Do you have any idea how old we elves are? Well, I'm 36, but most of us are like in our hundreds, and we've seen plenty of sunrises before.
Bet you've never seen one with a fluffy bear in front that can talk to you and tell you to fuck off at the same time, though.
She's got a point.
Well, have they?
Oh yeah, the owlbears.
Was that Jerry or what's his face?
That was Omelette going hoot hoot.
Hoot hoot.
Oh, yeah, it was the Brummy accent.
Yeah,
I didn't pick
up. Oh yeah,
it.
I forgot we gave Omelette a Brummy accent. Why did we do that?
Because Calvin couldn't do any other accent.
Oh yeah.
Look, this unicorn appears to have chosen this place as its sacred resting place. We want to capture it here. If you'd kindly move along.
Move along from really my camp. Like, Sticks, wake up. We've got a situation here.
Ah, what? Hi.
These pansies won't leave us alone.
Right, let's hear you. Come on, let's hear what... Let me hear them out.
First of all, before they speak, the unicorn lying next to all
of it...
fuck me! Anyone
slept.
See that fucking donkey with a carrot strapped to his head?
Okay, well,
oh, it's
the
so lovely, those sticks. It's a really nice donkey. I think it might be shinier than a donkey, though.
It hasn't slept in 6 days because these guys won't stop prancing around behind it with musical instruments.
Ah.
And, yeah.
Elves.
Like,
it's been so long. It's been so long.
Elves, I'm going to give you one opportunity to explain yourselves directly to me.
He is the people person.
I'm not very good at speaking to orcs. They're quite intimidating. Do you want to go, Papa? Speak on the half.
Yes, I think I will. Look, you see, we are followers of the sacred creatures of the world, and this unicorn is among the most beautiful of its kind, so it is imperative that we capture its beauty for all to revere and enjoy. So if you could kindly fuck off, we will capture its regal joy and beauty.
Well, first of all, thank
you. Tell them,
Papa. We're all refreshed and challenged by your very unique point of view. Secondly, get the fuck out of our camp!
Okay, roll for intimidation.
With fucking pleasure. Now, let me just triple check. Whether I actually... Oh, shit, hang on. Oh, piss, hang on. I've lost my d20. Oh, wait, I've got it. Hang on. Intimidation.
Very intimidating.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think you're proficient in.
Oh, no.
So that's a nat 20 with plus 4.
The father just faints.
And the children go, Papa, Papa! Scarpa! It seems odd for an elf to say Scarpa, but I'm going with it. That they Scarpa away and they carry on playing their instruments as they do so. It just picks up in pace. They go,
Brave elvish artist, run away. What? Oh.
Styx, thank you.
The unicorn goes to roof. It's like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, bless you. Never has the word bless sounded so aggressive.
So this is a thing. No, only Roof can hear it, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Good. All of you feel a little glow in your heart, and you each get a point of inspiration, so you can re-roll a dice later on down
what,
the field.
What the fuck? Okay. Fantastic.
Hell yes.
And then the unicorn immediately collapses onto the ground and drifts off asleep.
We should stop giving you NPC characters because your party's getting too big. Here's another NPC character.
I wonder if we could add this unicorn to the party.
If we do, can I please use it as my personal steed forever?
Oh my god. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. The unicorn's asleep. You dispersed those elves. Well done.
Thanks.
Oh, we are
successful. You brought peace to a sacred woodland creature.
Yeah.
What a way to finish.
And as the unicorn falls asleep, so do you, drifting off into a completely silent slumber.
Tarquin never woke up.
Thank you.